Right-bashing Facebook site pulls a vanishing act after Congress pressures the social media site to do more to stamp out bias.
And a powerful tribute at the ESPY Awards to the survivors of convicted gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. Sometimes TV can make you cry.
And, of course, we usually have bites behind the media, but we'll be chatting up some other headlines that grabbed our attention. Hello, everybody. This is a special summer edition of our Behind the Media podcast. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittleParkMedia.com or contact info at LittleParkMedia.com. So there is this Facebook site, Jimmy. Did you know about it at all?
I didn't. Well, no, I did not. By learning about it, by reading that, Matt, yes, I learned after I read about it. Yeah, sure.
Milkshakes against the Republican Party.
Yeah, never heard of it really before this article, to be honest.
I have not heard about it, but apparently really? It does. They do a lot of bashing of your friend, the president of the United States, Donald Trump. They bash all things.
You're being facetious. Let's make sure people understand that. Yes, you are.
Oh, I thought I was being serious. Because weren't you softening a little bit? You were kind of somehow almost defending.
Kind of, sort of, almost, but not really.
Not really.
Yeah. So I had a moment of craziness.
It's like the waves or like the tide. It goes in and goes out. And sometimes you're thinking, hey, it's going to be low
tide. He's had a bad week, let's just say.
He has had a bad week.
The Russian thing did work. So I love the fact that he says, I misspoke. Do you know?
Would versus wouldn't or something like that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what? It's so funny because you listen to all the sports guys. Remember the steroid stuff with when Mark McGwire went before Congress? I'm not here to talk about the past. He never would answer the question.
Right?
I'm not here to talk about the past. Did you do steroids?
Not here to talk about the past. Right.
So are you saying you did steroids? I'm really not here to talk about the past. He misspoke.
Right.
Roger Clemens, I misspoke.
Yeah, that's how it always is. That's just an easy one. You can kind of wiggle out of things by just saying,
I was misquoted.
Misquoted. Now it's misspoke.
It's not the writers who wrote it wrong.
Right.
These words actually came out of someone's mouth.
And usually when you have people there, they could just say, hey, by the way, can you just clean this up? Or you could catch yourself in the process of misspeaking rather than later using it as an excuse.
Anyhow, everything's live now and recorded.
Well, no, I'm saying there are people there.
Right.
You have people around you who can tell you.
Correct.
But anyway, there is this site that bashes all things to the right.
Yep.
And they do memes and they post other sort of general videos and pretty much anything that they can find that can poke fun at Republicans. They do this on the site. So what's unusual about this? Well, what's unusual about all of this is that...
And it's on Facebook.
On Facebook, right. Very important, right.
Yep.
We're not saying the internet as a whole, where there's a lot of stuff out there that bashes both right, left, and something that doesn't
Facebook
need to be
has been under the microscope over the last 6 months,
two years, really. They have been. And it's been about the issue of how do you... how do you control, how do you monitor?
Curate is the word.
Well, it's the issue of bias, right? So how do you deal with bias on your site when things have crossed the line? So it's this whole issue of free speech on Facebook. So they want to allow free speech. In fact, I think Zuckerberg in testimony or in a recent interview said, look, even if somebody, he's Jewish, and there was something about the anti-Semitic
or the
Holocaust, that even some of that is protected as free speech and should be aired or shared on Facebook.
Yep.
So there's that balance of trying to figure out what do you let go and what do you stop. And so there was one of the folks from Facebook was on Capitol Hill, was testifying before Congress, and they were asked about this specific site. Like, why haven't you done anything about this site? And so it brought this site to light. I guess we often say when Congress talks about something, it puts it on the record, and now it turns it into a whole different kind of scenario, right?
Right.
So what happens after this, when there is really no good answer to why don't you get rid of this kind of bias, then people start saying, oh, we got you, Facebook. There's a problem here with Facebook. And then, of course, the next day, this disappears.
This site disappears.
Now,
yeah.
Facebook is saying
right.
the site was not shut down.
By them. Correct. I think it was the Russian hackers, Dan.
Right.
That's what it is. There's a conspiracy here. The Russians are trying to cover themselves. You know, we don't know that.
Would not be involved. I'm playing off of what the POTUS said. Right. Maybe the Russians were behind this website disappearing. We believe, if in fact Facebook did not pull down this site, which they said they didn't, then we have to think that the people behind the site pulled it down, which I think they're anonymous. We don't really know who they are. So they pulled it down. Or
right.
somebody. It disappeared.
Yeah.
And somebody hacked it and pulled it down. Whatever.
Yep. It happened. And speaking of curation, that's the ultimate curation. You just decide to shut it down.
It's called a shutdown curation.
Right, one of the things, Dan, you and I have talked about this philosophically.
We have philosophical conversations?
Bashing. I want to talk about bashing.
I thought we had a
you
philosophical.
Said poking
you
fun.
You caught me off guard there.
Poking fun.
Yes.
This whole concept of poking fun and bashing and ribbing, right? Giving you the needle.
Right.
Right?
Right. Which makes for great entertaining content.
And yet, we've drawn the line on comedy. And we've said, this is unacceptable.
Right.
Okay? We know some of the hot buttons, you know, that you stay away from now in comedy.
Right.
At least we think.
Well, you should. Right.
You should.
Right.
There are exceptions on both extremes.
Right.
But, and then you turn on, and I love to bring things back to sports talk radio. And what do they do on these shows? They're not only dissing each other now, but they're dissing the other guys on the other stations now.
Right.
Because they've really run out of things to talk about in sports.
Or they're not
well-rounded enough to come up with an element of sport that can generate good conversation.
But I think there are two different things, though, here, Jimmy.
Yep.
One is general conversation and how it should be policed, and the other is very specific to Facebook or to YouTube or whatever the social media platforms are. It's a little more narrow when you're saying a radio station allowing something. Then you can directly say, you know, management should know better, X this out, stop this, tell them to cut it out. These are people who are their employees.
Right.
So they have a lot of control
Sure.
over what an employee can or cannot do. And it's as simple as saying, stop, and they stop. And it's as simple as saying, you didn't stop, so you lost your job. Now, whether or not they choose to do that is another question.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about social media, it is think of it as having millions of those voices, right? Who are talking about whatever they want, but they aren't your employees.
Right. It's the public.
It's the public. It's
right.
a public place for people to go there in a free speech
society.
Right. A free speech society on a free speech platform.
Right.
That wants people to have free speech as they discuss a host of things, both fun and not so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those things that cross the line. First of all, how do you find those things? Because there's so much out there. Do you depend only on algorithms, which have been beefing up their algorithms to go after some of these things. But beyond that, you know, how do you can't just make a black and white rule and say anyone who says the N-word is not going to be allowed, or anyone who says an anti-Semitic thing is not going to be allowed. You can't do that. It's a more nuanced thing. Sometimes
right.
it's a more
well,
nuanced.
It's
sometimes
like,
it does go way.
Who's drawing the line? The FCC certainly has a line drawn of the seven
of
words you can't say. Right,
right? On the air.
On the air.
On broadcast.
On broadcast.
Right.
And that, you know,
or
because
network.
They're out over the air.
Right.
But on pay networks and on the networks where you opt in for
right.
a fee or whatever, as an adult over 21, you can listen and hear all this stuff. And I think that is the... You know, that's really what a free society is about, is you have choices
right.
and you can listen to whatever side you want. But I want to know, you keep referring to the line,
right.
going
oh,
over
yeah,
the
I,
line.
I knew you were going, yes.
Yeah.
What is that line?
Who draws the line?
Who draws it?
Who
whoever,
decides?
Whoever has the thickest pencil.
Is it the FCC? Is it, you know, in a free society, the government really shouldn't be drawing the line,
right.
but in this particular case.
On social media. it would be Mr. Zuckerberg drawing the line. But what line
the buck
does
it certainly stops with him.
With him, right. But yes. The question is, again, what kind of line do you draw?
Right.
And here's the thing. Okay, so this might be a little controversial. I don't think there should be a line.
Not in a free society.
No.
But that means that means that there's going to be a lot of hate mongers out there.
There's going to be
a lot of
ugly
white supremacists out there
exactly.
that are saying, yeah, you go, Dan. We'll let it go crazy.
Yeah. No, and I'm not saying it's going to be pretty. I'm not saying it's going to be palatable. I'm not saying it should be things that people should listen to or watch. I'm just saying that if you're going to create a platform that is for the public to be able to talk about, discuss, throw around whatever it is they have on their minds, then it truly has to be free. Now, there is an exception, or there are some exceptions. One is, if in fact it leads people to violence. Right? So if it's inciting violence, where you're saying, okay, someone is saying go after and start killing people, then, okay, that's a line. That's a clear line. It should not be crossed.
Did they encourage milkshakes being thrown at Republicans or something on this site?
It did not come from that.
They mentioned something about the shooting of the congressman in the baseball game.
Exactly. And it's sort of, but that's, again, poking fun of something. So that, I'm not saying it's good. I would not like that. But at the same time, I don't know that I'd put the brakes on. I think it's a lot easier for us to take a step back and say, here's where we're going to police anyone who's inciting violence. We are going to...
Public safety.
Or, you know, bullying. There are certain things that are very black and white, and you can say, this is acceptable, this is not. In terms of just language, what people... It could be hateful, but I don't think there should be a line. As much as that's difficult for me to say that, because I don't want to be hearing or seeing, racist things thrown around, but it is a free society. And to keep these people from discussing this stuff is not to clean up the world. It's just to drive it underground. Right. It's happening.
And it was underground.
It was underground before social media brought it above ground.
Right. And other.
Not just,
I hate to say it, but I'm going to throw him under the bus again. Our friend in D.C., my friend in D.C.
Yes, your friend.
My friend.
Your good friend.
Quote, very sarcastically saying the word friend, okay? He is not.
Well, there is a climate that has been created where a lot of the stuff that used to be underground
he
now
comes to the
surface.
He did it in the first, what, 2 months of his office with the Virginia thing?
It is.
Charlottesville?
But look, and I think there's a responsibility of those in public office, but I think for the general public, as gross, horrible, whatever you want to label it, it might be that comes out of someone's mouth, I say it is America. That's the beauty about America, the stuff you like and the stuff you don't like. Now, to your question about where did the name come from, apparently the milkshakes in the name refers to a milkshake character in the TV show.
Oh, Adult Swim.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
You know that show?
Yes,
I do. How do you know that show?
Because of the terrorist thing that company, that same group did in Boston and shut down the city for the day. Do you remember when they put those lights?
I covered that.
Do you remember
that? On the bridge.
Right.
Oh, that's how you know.
That's how I know it. And by the way, after that happened, I went and I looked at that show on the Comedy Channel. I'm pretty sure it's on, right?
Yep.
And I was like, this is... And you know, it's the
same
group.
The Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Not the Comedy Channel.
Sorry,
I think that's different. Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. You're right. My bad. Anyway, cartoons aren't real, right? Right.
Well,
I know. That's it. These are adult cartoons, right?
Yes, those are adult cartoons.
These are adult cartoons.
Yeah, it's not your kiddie cartoon.
No, and look, you know.
But that's where the name comes from. So that answers your question.
And that is the same program. And I think, are they the same ones behind the Book of Mormon? I got to check that.
I don't know.
That was South Park. No, South Park. South Park and Adult Swim are two different things, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a crossover of writers or not in the creatives and that.
I don't know. That behind the media, I don't know.
We have to do. Where's our guy Steve to do
Steve
the research?
Not here to do
he's
research.
Not here today.
That's right.
Anyway, I guess the point being is, you know, someone has to understand what is the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do. And there's your line. What's right and what's wrong. Now, everybody interprets that differently.
Right. And that's why I say there should be no line. You basically make your exceptions for violence, which is pretty much part of any society. There are laws against, you know, screaming fire in a crowded hall. Right.
In a movie theater.
Exactly. Right? But you could say whatever. Now, if it's a private establishment, if you say certain things that the people who own it don't like, they can kick you out. Right. But I just think that if you're going to open it up for the public, then you have to just, there are times where you just, you know, maybe you have to wash your hands or wash your mouth out or your ears out. After listening and watching what people are saying and doing.
Right.
But it is what America, again, repeating myself here, this is what makes America great, that you should be able to do these things in a public space and not get shot and not get arrested. And again, you know,
Social media has changed this because it's given power to the public.
It has.
And that means it's open season on thoughts.
Right. But I think people were naive to think those thoughts did not exist.
But you didn't need to hear. They weren't so apparent.
We didn't have
access to them in the public as much as you do now.
If there was some sort of literature out there, whatever it was, 100 copies being made and sold at a...
Printed in a store.
Farmer's market.
Right.
Wherever it was, the small town venue where only a handful of people had access to it. And now people have access to every word you say, no matter where you are in the world. As long as you have internet connection, you can hear it.
And that's why a lot of people I know a couple of people, you know, I taught that mass media class in Dean, and I talked to him about my favorite subject, brain hacking. The kid went home and he got off Facebook.
You're brain hacking.
I got it in again. He got off Facebook. He got off Instagram. He got off all social media. He says, you know what? I'm going to be an individual thinker.
And I applaud that.
So do I. I said, good for you.
But
you're going to miss out on some things
that'll
be topical in your world. But you know what? It's okay because it's a free society. You have that right to cut the cord.
You have the right, but you also can't bury your head in the sand.
No, because it's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away.
Right.
It will always be there. Let us know what you think about it. If you like the episode, reach out to us. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. And then questions and comments at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.